All right, thank you, worship team. So we're trying to figure out this service as it's going, and we have these six deacon nominees who are going to come up and share their testimonies. And the truth of the matter is I don't even know who the six deacon nominees are. I've got their name on a list, but five of these are from the Chinese congregation. And I don't know the Chinese congregation quite as well. A lot of us in this room don't know the Chinese congregation quite as well. We are sort of the daughter congregation in this church, and we owe a lot of thanks. We owe a lot to the Chinese congregation for the sacrifices they've made over the last, almost 20 years in supporting us as we've started our own congregation as well. So I'm going to read out five Chinese names, and I'm going to ask the all nominees that you stand up as I read them out so I can get to know who you are too. And then I guess we're going to ask you to come up and share in that order. And Auntie Winnie has volunteered to translate for at least one of these. So we'll make sure to get you a microphone for that. Oh, good. She's got one. All right. So the first one is Xiao Mei. And I apologize if my tones are incorrect. Is there a Xiao Mei here? All right, so in the back waving is Xiao Mei. And then I've got Zigang. Zigang, is he here? I don't see Zigang in the room. All right, Pastor Carter's going to go look for him. Zigang, y'all know him as Chin Chin's and Sun Sun's dad. All right, and then I've got a Zhang He. Okay, this is Zhang He. And then I've got Liu Chang. All right. Am I pronouncing this correct? Okay, good. All right. And then I've got Yong Guang. All right. So I'm going to ask y'all to come. And then, sorry. Then I've got Brian Kress. All right. All right. So I'm gonna ask you guys to come up in that order. Let me start with a word of prayer first before we get into this. Dear God, thank you so much for how you've blessed our church. Thank you for all the faithfulness of the people who have served in the past in the church. And especially thank you for these six who have heard your call to serve our church as a deacon in the coming years. And I pray that you would bless our time together, help us as an English congregation to appreciate especially the Chinese deacons, and help us to embrace them as they are serving us as well. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. All right, so Xiao Mei, can you come on up?
Good morning. My name is Xiao Mei Wan. You can call me Cassie if this is easy for you. I was baptized by Pastor Chu in 2010 in this church. So during this year, I was blessed with many angels and mentors who God brought into my life to guide me and disciple me to grow. I'm so thankful God who gave me the opportunity to serve Sikh class and the VCU campus fellowship. So this church is my home church, my truly spiritual home. 2 years ago, Deacon Chamber told me that I was nominated for a deacon and asked me to pray for that. I opened the Bible, I went to home, I opened the Bible, read 1 Timothy chapter 3, 8 to 12. Let's talk about qualification for the deacons. So I read, Bible say you need self-control, but I'm not. I'm self-righteous and always judge others. Bible say holding off deep truths of the faith, but I know little about the Bible. Bible say they must first be tested, and if there is nothing against them, then let them serve as deacon. But I fail all the time when I in the test. So I closed the Bible and told the deacon chairman, say, I'm not qualified. Let's wait. Okay, until I become a better person, I have a better character, then maybe I can accept the deacon. 2 years later now, I have been nominated again. So same thing, I went home, I opened the Bible, read it, these same chapters. I believe everybody is expecting to hear me say, oh, I'm a better person now. Unfortunately, I tell you, I'm telling you, no, no change at all. I'm so ashamed with that. I think Holy Spirit should just blame me and tell me, if you just lay down and do nothing, you will never change. So I come back to read the Bible with same verse again, but this time, I think I truly understand what the Bible say about on this first Timothy. It's on the chapter 3, verse 13. It say, those who have served well again are excellent standing and a great assurance in their faith in Christ Jesus. So this time, God leading me to look at this verse. So I pray for God. I'm not qualified for the deacon. I'm weak. I'm not faithful. But I'm seeking God's strength and waiting for God to change me. I want to be a witness of God. Thank you.
Hi, brothers, sisters, good morning. I thank God that he's working through my family, my wife and me, and a lot of blessings in the past years. I still remember when I was retired from last period of, as a deacon, I feel deeply as I owe too much to my wife, to my family. I had a prayer, and I still have a same prayer to God, that let him to change me first and build up my family, and also strengthen the relationship between me and my wife. That's my prayer. I said I can serve God in my family, in my working place, or in a fellowship, you know, really I can serve God wherever, you know, as a living person, you just serve God wherever you are. I said, it's not necessary to be a deacon. So when I got a call from Kevin, I had the same feeling about that because I had last year I had a kind of similar experience. So when Kevin called me, I said, let me, he said, don't worry, and pray about it. I said, okay, let me pray. And I didn't get a clear calling or feeling, you know, from God in my heart. Until 2 weeks before or 3 weeks before, my wife was, I was sitting right next with my wife, and she was writing the ballot for to nominate deacons. I was not intentionally doing, but I saw her writing my name on her ballot. I think that God used her to show that her support to me, that her attitude changed. I think if in the past, you know, 2 years back or 1 year back, she didn't, I'm sure she will not do that. But that clearly God showed the sign that probably it's time for me to stand before, you know, come back to the deacon board and get it. Yeah, I said it's a season. I think there's time that I stand behind the scene, and there's time to stand in front of the congregation, brothers, sisters. Yeah, let his name be gloried, and his will be done. Thank you.
Good morning. Bear me a little while for my Chinglish. And good morning. You barely know me as I barely know you, but let's start to know each other from today. My Chinese name is Zhang He. My English name is David. I'm a postdoc at VCU in the computer science department. If you like to know about programming or robotics, you can come to me. Okay. My hometown is Xuzhou City in Jiangsu province, that is the middle of China. Before I came to US, I lived in Beijing for almost 10 years. When I was doing college, I hear gospel, and after about 3 years struggling with the faith, I accepted Jesus as my savior, and in 2009. And I was growing in a small home church that was led by a group of graduate students who come from USC, UC Irvine, or UCLA. And during that time, they call themselves navigators. But anyways, I just learned how to become a disciple and how to make discipleship. And before I fly to US, I asked to talk to my pastor. I said, "Do you have something to say to me?" And he said, "Hey, David, you know, you need to learn how to become American. You need to learn how to think in their ways, how to perceive sin in their perspective. Just like Paul said in the Bible, to the Jews, become like a Jew. To Gentiles, they become like a Gentile. You need to be one of them in order to show God's love." So I obeyed in the first 6 months. I almost participated in all the activities related to Christian, and joined the clubs like MBSF and BCM and several missionary institutions. I even founded two graduate students to do the mission in the Egypt. And in the beginning, it was very smooth because I make new friends, and also they offer free lunch, and I'm a bad cook. And but later, I just feel so frustrated and struggle because of the language barrier and cultural difference. Sometimes I cannot get the point what they are talking about. I cannot follow their jokes. I cannot follow what kind of music they are listening to. And just you can only have very superficial conversation with them. I remember one particular night, Friday night, and we get together again, and I am the only Chinese student there. And nobody would like to talk to me. I was not interested to talk to anybody else. And I pray and said, "God, what's the point of doing this? I cannot pretend I'm going to do it anymore." I said, "We are so different people, and I cannot find the reason." I just said, "I want to quit. I just feel like a fish be thrown into a desert." Later we are singing the worship songs, and here God said to me, he said, "Hey, David, you enumerate a list of excuses to quit, but I just ask you one question. Do you love them? Do you really care about them? If not, anything can be an excuse, but if yes, you can really get the strength to get out from the comfort zone. You can really love them, because from that on, I have a new perspective. I just feel so free. I just feel so passionate to know people that have different culture, and just ask them what kind of movie you are looking at, why you're looking at something like that. It's just not about the movie. I just want to know their hearts. I just want to win. and really like realize that every man, woman, boy or girl, we are created by God. We have a beautiful soul inside that can only be satisfied in His love and in His spirit. From that on, I just feel so freed. When I was preparing the testimony here today, I feel the same pressure and challenge as it was that night. I feel I also enumerate a list of attitudes not to be the deacons. And I just, when I pray, I remember God said, do you love them? Yes, you can do it, no matter what kind of difficulty you are facing to. So language is not a barrier. Culture difference does not matter so much. But extending His kingdom and sharing God's love is the coolest thing in the world. And it's even cooler if we can do it together. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Chang Liu. You can call me Jesse. Appreciate my parents give me a name, a very easy to pronounce. Because for a lot of my coworkers, they can call my Chinese name without any pronunciation issue. Okay, so my testimony today I want to share is the first time I heard from Kevin Lee, the deacon chairman, to let me know I'm one of the candidates for next year deacons. I was so doubt. I thought he must send the wrong name, or he probably just sent the group chat to different people. And the next day, I double-checked my message and confirmed, oh, in his message, he put my name there, so it is not a mistake. Then after I saw his message, I thought, oh, I can answer no, because I have two reasons. First, I'm not old enough. So, and the second is, I don't know what I can do. So in his message, and he called me as well, he said, oh, within next few weeks, elders and deacons can contact with you, and if you have any questions, just let them know. And first the 3 weeks, no one contacted me. So I thought, oh, everybody just forgot. Yes, I can say no. But one Sunday, because I'm doing every Sunday discipleship training with Pastor Peter Lee and Helen, and almost finished up that session on that day, and Helen asked me a question, did you decide it yet? And she asked that question in front of all the people, and I was like, oh my gosh, why she asked me the question? It's still a secret, because I haven't decided yet, right? If you already decide yes or no, you can ask me a question, it's still a secret. But after she asked me a question and I started to think, it's really the answer I say no, is no or not. And on my way back home, I started, oh, what if Lord wants me to be a deacon? Can I say no? So on that Sunday night, I started to open my Bible and I started to tap the keywords, deacon. And I started to read 1 Timothy chapter 3. It includes all the qualifications to be a deacon. And I started to be very discouraged because I think the standards and qualification too high. I cannot meet at all. And from no matter my age and my experience and blah, blah, stuff, I cannot meet. And then next is, I don't know what I can do. But the weird thing is, I was about to send a message to confirm with Kevin, no. But it was too late, almost 11:50 something, and I think it's not good to send a message to a guy at that weird timing. So I waited until the next day. And the next day, that day, because I'm doing the discipleship training with Pastor Peter Lee and Helen, on that day, the book we were reading, there was a verse from 1 Peter chapter 4:10, because each of you should use whatever gift you've received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. And I started to feel, oh my gosh, that's is the answer I'm looking for. It's true, I cannot do anything, but through Lord in Him, I can do anything if He wants. But I'm still struggling if I should respond with yes or no, because my another question has not responded yet. I'm not old enough to be a deacon. As you may be aware, no matter the English congregation or Chinese congregation, all the deacons are at least 45 above. I'm not that old yet. Even compared with you guys, I'm old, but not that old enough. So my second question, my doubt has not answered yet. But on that day, before I went to bed, I got a reminder from my app, YouVerse, in my Bible study daily plan. It's from 1 Timothy chapter 4:12. It's called, "Do not let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity." So I think that verse really gave me a lot of courage, because like Timothy, he's not old enough, but he can do what God lead him to do, all the good things, right? Why now I cannot do. So after I kind of got an answer from God on that day, I started to send my prayer request to several different brothers and sisters, even not within our church. Everyone shared with me exactly the same verse. 1 Timothy chapter 4:12, just the verse I just read, and gave me a lot of courage. And just, I think it's a courage for you guys as well. As 3 years back, I was the youngest person in Chinese aggregation. I've never think I will be, one day I will be part of serving people in the deacon board or helping people. So you never know what's gonna happen, and in God's plan, and probably in 3 years you're gonna be a pastor or doing ministry in Africa or even rural area in China. You never know. So I think, hope my testimony can give you some help or encouragement. Do not look down on you because you are young. And God wants us to be an example in front of all of people, in no matter it's love or conduct, in faith or in purity. Okay, praise to the Lord. Thank you, guys.
Good morning. Peace be with you.
我叫温永光，我是这个教会里面，我在15年之前在这个教会里面受洗的，我是这个教会土生土长的一个基督徒，我的儿子叫温嘉玲温，应该是。我就是今天来这里就是讲一讲，就是说我们爵士会，就是说他们选定我，说能够，他问我就是说能不能出来，就是来做执事，然后Kevin弟兄，他跟我讲的时候呢，我就马上就跟他讲，就是说不行，因为。
Good morning. My name is Yong Guang, and I was baptized 15 years ago at this church. So I was literally born and raised at this church, and my son is Jia Ling. And a couple weeks ago, when Kevin asked me if I would be willing to be nominated, consider a candidacy for the deacon, I said, no way.
对，那因为是。 其实说教会每年，就是说他就提早两三个月之前的时候就有一些执事的提名啊什么那个推荐了。其实，在今年的，就是说那爵士前面的，其实一两个月里面呢，我特别特别的忙。 所以说他那一天他跟我讲的时候其实我都没有考虑就说 no 了。
The reason is a couple months leading to this conversation, I was extremely busy. So without hesitation, my immediate answer was no.
然后呢，他好像我不知道，他好像就是说，当我这样讲的时候，他马上就说，哦，那个他说如果有冲突啊，他说没关系，他说啊你自己再回去啊祷告，然后下个星期来的时候就跟我讲，然后行不行？
Kevin responded to me and said, I understand there may be conflict, but let's pray about this. Maybe coming back next week, we can talk about this again.
然后那天呢，我就回家啊、在车上的时候，然后我就跟我儿子讲，他说，我说教会要我出来啊、做执事，我说。就多一些的时间来侍奉神。我说，如果这样，我说我可能，在，因为我有经常的时候有在外面帮别人做一些的灵活，就是在外面做工，然后会一些的收入。然后我说，如果我出来了以后，然后我说我这个收入就会减少。我说会不会影响到你，就是下一年的时候读大学的时候的一些的。经济的一些的那个，然后他说没有问题，他说他有的时候他自己会想办法，然后就是说我心里就是说很高兴他有这样的一些的想法。
On the way back, I was talking to my son Jali in the car about this nomination. I said, "Son, you know that I work a lot of odd jobs and helping others." And the church asked me to be a deacon. If I said yes, I would have to spend a lot of time serving God, and as a result, I won't have time to take on these projects for others. That would mean my income will reduce. I'm concerned that would impact you because next year you're going to college. My son said, Dad, please don't worry about that. We will figure it out.
他经常的时候，他有的时候看到我做工很辛苦的时候，他就说，他说等他以后大学毕业赚钱了以后，他说可以，就是帮补我们的一些的家庭的一些的负担。但是我不知道他是真心的还是那个我不知道，但是那个还是对父母的心有很大的安慰。然后其实我觉得，其实父母其实是。孩子的靠山，其实孩子也是我们前进的方向跟力量。我就觉得那一天晚上，然后我就回去的时候，然后半夜就醒了然后就一直想就是这件事情，然后就突然间醒了。然后上帝他有一个经节给我，就是在诗篇127篇里面讲到说，若不是耶和华建造房屋，建造的人就枉然劳力；若不是耶和华看守城池，看守的人就枉然警醒。其实说，是不是要换一下？
In fact, Jialing oftentimes would tell me that, Dad, I know you are working very hard to sustain this family, and when I graduate, when I earn money, I want to support this family. I know that parents, we help our family. We bring income, certainly, but our kids rely on us. But my kids encourage me instead. They encourage me as well. So, sometimes when he says that, I'm not very sure if he means it. But that night, I woke up all of a sudden, and I'm reminded of a verse from Psalm 127. Thank you. It says, unless the Lord builds a house, the builders labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchmen stand guard in vain.
然后他第二节他说，他说你们早晨，你们清早起来，夜晚安息，吃劳碌得来的饭，本是枉然。唯有耶和华所爱的，必叫他安然入睡。然后呢，我其实以前的时候对这个经节，其实说我也知道，我有一首歌也唱过这个经节。然后呢，那一天晚上呢，突然间有两个字让我很明显在我里面，有一个字叫枉然，还有一个就叫安然。其实两个字其实没有说离得很远，但是以前没有发现。然后我就觉得说，依靠耶和华的，如果依靠我们自己的时候呢，我们经常都是枉然做工。但是如果耶和华所喜悦你的时候呢，他会必叫你安然入睡。我就觉得说，我还是说想依靠自己多赚一些钱给我儿子读书，还是说我来依靠神，他必定就是不会让我有缺乏，然后我选择了我依靠神。
Later in this chapter, it says, "In vain you rise early and stay up late, toiling for food to eat, for he grants sleep to those he loves." I knew about this Bible verse, but that night when I was meditating on that, two words stood out for me. One is in vain, the other one is the contrast, which says he grants sleep peacefully, and in Chinese it says peacefully. So the Lord really let me see that I can take on all these odd jobs, but if without God, it would be laboring in vain. However, if I serve him, I should have faith that he will grant me sleep and give me peace.
然后就是说还有一件事情，就是说在那个，在之前的一段时间，我在学习一首诗歌，它诗歌的名字叫《起来，起来，为主耶稣》。它的歌词是叫“起来，起来，为耶稣，你们十架军兵，当将主大旗高竖，不可让他不定，主必率领他大军得胜而又得胜，直到撒旦全溃奔，人尊基督为圣。”然后我出来了。
Let me try to translate that song. There is a song recently I just learned, and it says, "Rise up, Christian soldiers." In the song, the lyric says, rise up, Christian soldiers, and hold up the banner for the Lord, and do not let it fall, essentially, because so that the Lord God will defeat Satan victoriously with all his soldiers.
然后我就觉得说，我们出来的其实是不是靠我们自己？我们像这首歌里面他讲的，他说主他必率领他的大军得胜而又得胜。我们来教会，我们来到比如说爵士会里面，我们就是在里面能够更清楚的，就是看到神在我们身上。现在我们教会里面他的得胜而又得胜，就是到最后的时候，就是说看到每个人都能够尊主为圣。然后我其实如果看自己的时候，我没有什么配得主能够用我，就是说我们当我想到我有什么能力的时候，我们经常的时候就退缩，就胆怯。因为我们把眼目时常定睛在自己身上，当我们眼目定睛在神的身上的时候呢，然后他的话语，然后他的应许上的时候呢，我们就会得到方向和力量。
Just like the song says, at church it's the same. When we serve with the Lord, His will for this church is to win, is to defeat Satan, so that His glory will be seen and He will reign victoriously.When I look at myself, I really feel like I'm not worthy. I have no gifts. I don't know what I can bring to the Lord. But if I trust in the Lord, that He will actually use me. Do you mind? But yet, if we rely on His promises, as a church, we'll serve together. And if we look at ourselves, and think about what we can do and our qualifications, only fear will come out. But if we rely on His promises, then His glory will be seen at this church.
然后我知道说神应许我们说，他说如果我们时常的照顾神家中的群羊，神也必定他会照顾你自己家的小羊，他也必看顾。就是说，我就感谢大家给我这次机会，能够来到执事会里面更好的来服侍教会，也希望大家为我祷告，是。 如果能够出来做这事，我只能说为我祷告，我只能依靠神。其实我靠自己，因为我是一无是处。其实我连英文都不会讲，其实我是在餐馆里面上班。
And He promises us if we look after the sheep as a shepherd, He will look after our little sheep at home. He will take care of our household. I'm asking this congregation to please pray for me. I have no gift. I don't speak English. I work in the restaurant and I work odd jobs. So all I can rely on is the Lord and your prayer.
好，谢谢大家。我没想到会讲了这么久。
Thank you, and I apologize for the long testimony.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Brian Kress, and I've been invited to join the deacons. This is my first time, so I have no idea what this involves. I've already given this speech once before to the Chinese congregation, and my wife translated for me. So I don't know what she said. Some people have been coming up and saying, well, you can come over and rake my yard in a couple weeks and wash and wax my car. Well, I didn't promise any of that stuff. I don't know what she was promising the Chinese congregation, but she did translate. I met her in China. I'll tell you a little bit about myself. She was a translator at a tobacco factory where I worked in 1994, and she came back with me and got married, and we have three kids in their 20s, late teens, so many of you probably know who they are, Hanson, Corbin, and Lena. And so I was, like to say, I was really inspired by the other candidates' speeches. I'm in good company. And be a deacon. I see Joe and Stuart, they're deacons, and they're still here. They didn't disappear, so that's a good sign. You know, they don't abuse them too much. So I'm just going to ad lib a little bit on my page here about my spiritual walk. I got saved when I was about 8 or 9. I'm a big crybaby. I cry over TV commercials and all kinds of stuff. So I'm sorry. I know that's not very cry worthy, but I don't know. Something ticks in my head. So I was saved at a young age and grew up in church. My mom was a choir director. And so I've had a long experience. I won't say that I came to the Lord at a young age, and now I'm some uber Christian. You know, there was a lot of journey and trial and experience, but the Lord kept me through it, and I'm here. I am today. I have thanked the Lord for what He's done in my life and the life of my family, and I came to this church about 5 years ago. So it's been a great experience, I would say, to witness the miracle that God has attracted so many Chinese people to Him is a living miracle. And also, it's a very easy church to kind of get to know everybody and become a member and you know, regular attender. I would say those 2 points you can take with you today. You know, why would you ask an Anglo-American or not a Chinese person, you know, why would you come to this church? It's that, you know, you can see the miracle of what God's doing in the world, and it's not very like a Baptist church, you know. You can say it's not like Grandma's Baptist church. It's not very stuffy, and the emphasis is on grace. You know, there's a nice, a spiritual breeze, let's call it, of grace is the emphasis, and it's very refreshing. So, yeah, I don't know if I'm qualified to be a deacon. Apparently the age is 45. I do meet that requirement. So I won't say much more than that. And I am my wife's deacon. I'm her little deacon. So, you know, whatever, you know, she needs me to do, I go do it. And I have been involved in several things around the church. Carter's asked me to join the praise team. I did that for a little while. Help with small groups, I do that. And I host some of the meetings at my house. Sunday school teaching. And the Awana Club, which is, that's a tough one. So I see many of you probably have little sisters and brothers in Awana, and I think there's a conspiracy going on there to drive me nuts, but anyway, but the point is that the blessing is in the serving, and I thought about being a deacon. You know, if you become a Sunday school teacher, you're the one getting the most benefit because you study and you think about stuff before the lesson. You know, the people in the class, they get the lesson sprung on them, and they're not, you know, you know, haven't thought it all the way through. Maybe afterwards they, you know, inspires them. And being in small groups and the things I mentioned, you know, the blessing is in the service. So being deacon, I don't think, you know, is it God's will to be a deacon if you're asked? Well, I think it is, to serve and to help. I don't think you have to think much. My prayer was, you know, the door is open, but close it, Lord, if you don't want me to be a deacon, but, you know, I'm willing to do it. Everything Pastor Carter has asked so far, I've said yes, so that's the short answer. Pastor Carter asked me, and I said yes, and that's why I'm willing to go on to this journey. So anyway, I pray God would support me in whatever comes along here in this the deacon experience here, and I ask for your prayers as well. I hope you know, I can help the effort and the mission of the church. You know, I'm a benefactor of the church myself. I also feel a little bit of obligation to help out in these kind of other tasks that are kind of, you know, behind the scenes and stuff. Whatever they assign me to do. So thanks for being a wonderful church family, and if you don't know me, come meet me and be glad to talk and learn all about you as well. So thanks.
Wow, that was like the best testimony Sunday ever. And I'm excited to see where God's leading our church. Like, it's always, I just really was blessed by those testimonies. And it's great to know that when the people who are leading really see it as service instead of leadership. And I got that from all six of y'all. Like, y'all really have hearts to serve, and you have this serious commitment that you know kinda comes from God, or from Kevin, I'm not sure. There's only one quick announcement that I'd like to highlight, and that is that next week is voting Sunday for the deacons and also for the budget. If you have any questions about any of that, you can ask me, ask Stuart, ask Pastor Carter, and we'll help answer. But please show up. I know that if you are a member, you've probably already received communication from Carter about the importance of showing up to vote or sending in an absentee ballot. So if you know you can't be here next week, make sure you have your absentee ballot filled out and turned in to Carter. And that's it. So I'm going to invite Pastor Carter to come on up and close us out.
Wow, we should do this every Sunday, huh? I got more out of that than my own sermons, so praise God. But I think it's so great when you see the living word of God just pours out in people's lives. And that's just so amazing to me that when you're in a relationship with Christ, that kind of things can happen. And so praise God that it is happening here, and we give praise to God for that. All right, so let us pray.